Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Tailored for Success. This week, I'm so excited because we are talking about how to make the most out of your work week. Yes, how to make the most out of your work week. And one key factor in boosting your productivity during the week is to take your break. Let me repeat that. Take your break. And if you're fortunate enough to have more than one break, a lot of career professionals, especially here in the U.S., they'll have a meal break of maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, up to an hour usually. And they'll also be granted a 10-minute or 15-minute break at some other point during their shift. So those are the really fortunate and lucky people. So I want to talk about this because, you know, it seems like, well, duh, Charisse, we know we take our breaks. But so many career professionals do not take their breaks. They skip their breaks. They work through their breaks. And it's a constant thing for a lot of career professionals. They do not take their breaks. They feel as though they're going to get behind in productivity. There's just too much to do. There's too much to accomplish. I've got to get to that meeting and this meeting. I've got to get this task done and that task done. And they skip their breaks. But here is what I want to talk about before I get into four good reasons to take your breaks, is that we don't understand that in order to be sharp and in order to get things done effectively and efficiently, we need to take time to sharpen the axe. Okay? And so we know the story of the two men who are in this race to cut down this large tree. And the one man says, I'm going to push, I'm going to press, I'm going to persevere until I'm not going to stop until this tree is cut down. And then the other person cutting the tree says, you know what, I've gone but so far here, and my axe is getting dull. And so I'm going to stop, and I am going to sharpen it and get it ready. And even though the first person kept going, he got beat. Even with the person taking a break, because he understood the importance of getting his tool to be in optimal condition to get the job done. Well, let me say this. Your brain, your body, your spirit, it's the same thing. You need time to sharpen up, if you will, to replenish, to reboot, to revive yourself. And that's what your meal break is for. That's what your brief, you know, again, those 10, 15 minutes, that's what your brief break is for. It is for you to refuel, okay? That takes some time to pull the train into the station and get yourself ready to really show up optimally for your job. So let's talk about four key things as it pertains to taking your break. First of all, taking a break away from your work helps to boost your productivity, okay? It's going to boost your productivity. How? It can stimulate your creativity, refresh your mind, and let's get into that. So the first thing, number one, take your break. Take your break. Be committed to taking your break. Definitely we can all relate and understand there are guests in the office. We've got people from management, administration, your leadership team, whatever it is you call it, that are in town, and we've got back-to-back meetings. And so today we took a break, but it was really short, or we had to work through the break, or we had to skip it altogether. Those things may happen, but they should happen on occasion only. That should not be a regular thing. All right, so take your break. Be committed to your self-care at work. A lot of times we think of self-care as something that takes place when we get home, or self-care happens on the weekends. No, 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 my dear friends, self-care happens every day. And I really want to encourage you to start thinking about ways you can thread self-care throughout every single day, all day. Taking moments to take a 5-minute walk in the lobby, or just step outside for 5 minutes and get a little sun, maybe read a brief blog article or something like that. Just turn your work mind and your work self off and give yourself a break. So that's what breaks are for. Okay, so be committed to taking your breaks. They're just as important as any meeting, any task, anything else that you are purposing to do. Your breaks are just as important as any of those other things. They really, truly are. So again, take your breaks. And let me say this too as a bonus for number one. Taking your breaks also, when you make that commitment, it communicates something to you and it communicates something to others. I take my breaks. I honor my workday and the work that I've done up until that break and the work that I'm going to do after that break. I honor that, and it's important enough to me for me to take this break to replenish, refresh, and revive myself both spiritually, physically, and or mentally, emotionally, so that I can give my all. Okay, so that it you making it a priority communicates something to you and those around you. All right, so it's very important. Number one, take your break. Number two, use your break to break away. And what I mean by that is to literally sometimes leave the building, leave your desk. Because a lot of people will say, well, yeah, I do take my breaks. I take them at my desk. I take them in my office. I take them in my cubicle or whatever the setup happens to be. And I still take some calls and check some emails and work on some projects. Okay, that is what I call a half step in break. Okay, you're not really taking a break. You're kind of sort of putting your big toe into the break land, but you're not really fully engaged in your break. So use your break to break away. And one thing that I think tends to help is if you at least sometimes leave the area, at the very least, leave your desk, leave your workspace, okay, and go somewhere else. If there's a lounge area, a cafeteria, if there's another floor you can go on to, if there's a place, weather permitting, that you can go outside, if you can drive around the corner, or you know, go to a nearby park or whatever it is. Be safe. But break away from the building, and at the very least, break away from your direct workspace. Okay, so that's number two. Use your break to break away from your workspace. Switching up your surroundings and your atmosphere can also be a great source of rejuvenation and refreshment to your mind. Okay, and number three, utilize your break again to replenish your mind or spirit. So in number three, what we're doing is we're talking about some great things that you can do during your break. So you can read a book. You can, most people will eat, and that's another topic. So eat something that's going to, you know, be some good fuel for the rest of your day. Hopefully include a piece of fruit. And I know for me, the fuel that I have on my breaks, my meal breaks, is not always 100% great. But it always usually includes a piece of fruit, something that's going to give me an energy boost, make me feel good about my choices and what I'm giving my body. So utilize your break to not only nourish your body, but nourish your mind. reading a good book, listening to a good book, a good broadcast or podcast, or reading a blog, or talking to a good friend, or calling your spouse or your parent to just have a nice fun moment. Those are other important things that you can do during your break to replenish your mind, body, or spirit. Then number four, avoid, this is kind of ties in with number one, avoid skipping your break, reiterating that, and then avoid talking shop, talking about work during your break. Avoid doing that. And here's the other key thing to avoid. Avoid nesting in negativity, as I call it. What does that mean? So a lot of times what will happen at a break, we take it with our colleagues and our coworkers, and we end up talking shop. And usually what we're talking about with shop are negative things. Oh, yeah, in our department, this and that and the other. Oh, yeah, this company, blah, blah, blah. Oh, can you believe my boss did this? Oh, can you believe my boss did that? Oh, my customer did this, my customer did that. And, you know, people are just so guilty of that. We come together and we nest in negativity. We complain and we whine to one another for 30 minutes or with the duration of the break. There might be a few things listed in there. So how are your kids doing? Oh, they've got this, they've got that. But it tends to be kind of a moan and groan session. And that is not going to refresh, rejuvenate, or replenish you at all. So avoid the negativity. Agree with your colleagues, if you take your break with your colleagues, that you won't talk about shop, or you'll talk about shop for maybe 10 minutes, and someone keep time on that, that you'll talk about it for a few minutes, and then you'll be through with it. Okay, so that is very, 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 very important. Avoid skipping it. Be sure to be committed to taking your break. But when you take it, if you're going to take it with other people, take it with people who are positive people, who are going to, you know, let's talk about goals. We can talk about problems and issues, but we can also talk about proposing solutions. I've never had a problem with talking about issues or things that are challenging or things that are problems in your workspace, on your team, with your customer base, whatever the case is. But then to bring it to another level and another dimension, also talk about how you can turn it around and change it and make it better. Okay? So this has been Tailored for Success with your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor. And again, just want to review these 4 points here in regards to taking your break. Number one, take it. Be committed to your self-care daily. Number two, use your break to break away from your workspace at least some of the time, okay? Leave the building if you can. Switch up your surroundings. Stimulate your creativity. Number three, utilize your break to replenish your mind, so, or your body or spirit. Take a quick walk, get some sunlight, listen to something inspiring or motivating, but replenish, rejuvenate, and revive yourself both spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, however you can, whichever one of those or however many of those you can get in at your break, please do so. And then number four, avoid skipping your break. Avoid talking a lot of shop, a lot about work with coworkers. Avoid nesting in negativity. Okay, that is it. I hope that you have wonderful, blessed, booming breaks this week. Commit to taking your break. If you've been a person who hasn't taken it, and some people feel guilty, actually feel guilty because they are taking their break, and they're like, I should be working. I've got to work, 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 work. Well, no, you're going to do more and you're going to do better at your work when you honor your breaks. Until next time, my dear friends, this is Sharice Taylor reminding you the best is yet to come. Take good care.